It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome today. How would you like to have a little more freedom in your life? How would you like to have more peace of mind, maybe less stress? Well, that's exactly what we're talking about today. Our show is called The Courage to Be Fearless in Business and Life. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster, and this show is a show that you most likely want to share with family and friends and people that you really care about, because really it's a show about having more freedom in your life, letting go of some old programming, some disempowering beliefs, and truly allowing your life to get better and better. Listen, almost everybody I know was brought up in a fearful environment. And most people I know don't realize it, or they deny it, or they might be just too fearful to even recognize it, right? Let me explain. Your parents, your teachers, well-meaning friends and family members gave you instruction on how to live life based on what they perceived it to be, right? Well, they did give you some fear-based instructions along the way. Things like don't talk to strangers, beware of strange dogs, maybe even don't let the bed bite, the bugs bite. You're going to catch a cold if you go out in the ocean or out in the cold. You know, these are like programmed beliefs. And a lot of you say, well, that I got that at childhood. That doesn't even impact me. I said, well, maybe, maybe not. Think about these fears. Think about how many people you might know that has a fear of failure, or the reverse, the fear of success or fear of rejection. They go to an event and they don't talk to anybody because they're afraid. They're afraid of being rejected. Or maybe the fear of being alone. I coach people all the time that have had this fear. They disconnect from others and they don't really know how to connect deeply with themselves. So fear of being alone, fear of death, fear of public speaking. I think that's one of the number one fears out there. But I think there's some other ones, okay? And my point is this, right? We live in a fear-based society, fear-based thinking. I'm going to give you a couple more. Fear of love and intimacy. Fear of maybe being fired from your job, or fear of not being hired or getting the job you want. Fear of running out of money. Fear of somebody taking your money. Fear of not being liked or getting in trouble, maybe. Fear of being seen. Maybe fear of not being heard. Yeah, okay. So you get my point. I could go on. But I'm sure that if you resonate with this, you're wondering, well, why am I even telling you about this? Well, I'm telling you about this because you can't change what you can't acknowledge. But if you acknowledge your fears, you can start to let them go. Okay? So I was driving into work today thinking about, gosh, I wish I had a great fear story to give you. And I thought to myself, well, you know what? I've got plenty of those fear stories. In fact, I could give you probably, 10 off the top of my head that I've lived through. But I thought of, I sat in my car thinking right before I came in studio, and I came across a book that was just given to me. It's called Benchmarks, Life Lessons of a Human Rabbi by Joshua Hammerman, and Joshua is a rabbi, and he describes a moment when he was taking his newborn son to be circumcised, and a Jewish tradition that he was in the room with them, and they had the son strapped down, ready to go, and the son was looking at his eyes in this trusting way. And then his son let out this great fear-based scream, right? And his dad just looked at him. and they connected. And he thought the they have a person that does the circumcision. He thought, the dad thought, that they were going to do that. The other person would do it. But what we came to find out is that he was going to do it. Joshua was going to do it. So what happened is Joshua went and he got the knife, and his hand was shaking, and he overcame his fear and he circumcised his child. Okay, so that's what happened. But, you know, there was a lot of fear going through him in that moment. You know, he was trembling. He didn't know if he was going to hurt his child, if his child would trust him again. You know, but all that melted when he understood the importance of moving past this fear. So, listen, a lot of us have been raised with lots of fears, right? They're old teachings of fear. And, you know, we were taught fear in many areas, okay? And again, it's well-meaning people that taught us this. But here's what my point is, okay? You can overcome it. And you can overcome just about any fear you want and break free from it. Now, why is that even important to you? Well, I believe it's important if you want to live a life of fulfillment and joy and happiness and power and pleasure, then you need to really acknowledge what's working for you and what's not working for you, and be able to start to go, all right, listen, what am I afraid of? Okay. First thing is to acknowledge it. Second thing is make a list. Third thing is to find your courage, right? I ask this question every day. If I was courageous, what would I do, right? And what it leads me to is it leads me to be able to take my business and my life to completely new levels, because I'm always stepping into that energy. Now, when I say energy, I mean energy. I step into something called courage. Courage has a frequency, a vibration, and energy around it, right? Courage people, you look in the, courageous people look in their eyes, they have something that most of us don't have, right? They have this sense or this charisma or this power that's inside of them, okay? So courage is a power. Fear is also a power. In fact, if you've been on listening to the show at all, you realize that thought is not individual. Thought is universal. We have all of us share a data bank of thoughts. Now, sure, you might have old thought habits that have been programmed into your subconscious mind. So anytime a certain circumstance comes up, you default to that thought. But I will say this, that fear itself has a thought field. And if you have fear going on, it leads symptoms. There's symptoms to fear, right? What are the symptoms? Stress, anger, sense of maybe you have profanity or lack of success, or maybe you're timid. It also takes many forms. Fear takes the form of worry. It takes the form of denial. It takes the form of distractions from doing what you're supposed to be doing, right? Or isolation or disconnection from your own self. So you can decide right now if you're going to continue to embrace fear or become fearless. The choice is yours. Fear or faith can't live in the house, same house, right? Fear and love can't live in the same place. Fear and power and fear and success cannot live in the same house. They are opposites. So if you're focused on one, you're not going to experience the other. So you get to choose. What is it I want to continually to focus on? How do I want to raise my energy, my vibration, my power, my passion, my purpose, so that fear goes away? You know, you don't have to go, I'm letting this go, I'm letting this go. What you need to do is step into courage. And as you step into that and take courageous steps, no matter what is happening, life gets better, fears go away, and all of a sudden, you feel better and better. Okay. Coming up in my next segment, I have a man that has been in the transformational space for decades. Is going to be talking about how you can step into your power and passion and have the life of your dreams. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Yeah, welcome back. I want to give a shout out to one of my sponsors. The show is being brought to you by Women's Wisdom, San Diego's premier networking and relationship building group for purpose-driven and soul-inspired female entrepreneurs. You can find them at womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank you for tuning in to Voices of Courage. If you're new to the show, we just reached 102 stations that we're broadcasting through right now. And we're all about inspiring our audience to engage with us in growing their businesses and transforming their lives. Right now, you can join our Insiders Club at voicesofcourage.us to get our weekly giveaways, including some sponsor gifts, books now and then, tickets to live events. Also, if you want to listen to us outside of this Facebook Live recording we're doing right now, just ask Siri, Cortana, or Alexa to play Voices of Courage podcast. Tell your friends about us. We'd really appreciate it. All right, listen, I have an amazing guest today. His name is Jim Britt. He's an internationally recognized leader and highly sought-after speaker in the field of peak performance and personal empowerment training. He is the author of 13 best-selling books, including Cracking the Rich Code, Rings of Truth, The Power of Letting Go, just to name a few. He's taught seminars to over 1.5 million people from all walks of life. He's taught in over 300 corporations. And early in Jim's speaking career, his business partner was the late Jim Rohn, for 8 years, where Tony Robbins worked under Jim's direction for the first years in the speaking business. That's pretty amazing. He's also currently working with Kevin Harrington from Shark Tank on a collaborative book series for entrepreneurs called Cracking the Rich Code. Jim, welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Hey, thanks again. Great to be here.
Wow, man. So how'd you get into this, this personal development field in the first place?
Well, it wasn't, like most people, it wasn't a lifelong dream of mine. It just kind of happened through evolution, I think. I started out high school dropout, working in a gas station, pumping gas, get married at 19 years old, had my first child at 20, raising a family, went from the gas station to working in a factory on an assembly line and really didn't have a future for myself. And then I got introduced to a direct selling company. And the next year, I pretty much lost everything I owned because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to talk to people. I didn't know how to do anything. I had no experience in business or anything, just pumping gas and working on an assembly line. And somebody actually coached me a little bit for a couple of hours, taught me what to do, and my business took off like a rocket. And that's where I met Jim Rohn. Jim and I became close friends, and then we kind of lost track of each other for a few years. And I walked into a restaurant in Phoenix, Arizona one morning to have breakfast, and there sat Jim Rohn. And we sat down and talked for a long time, and he said, why don't you join me in business? So I actually joined Jim to promote him, and it just evolved into me speaking more and more and more. And that was, gosh, that was over 40 years ago now.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, you know, Jim was one of the greats in this business, and he taught so many people the fundamentals of success, the fundamentals how to tune into themselves and to release their fears and to step into a greater way of living life. So, listen, I know you've probably made a few mistakes along the way. You know, what do you think your greatest mistakes have been? Okay, what can people learn from you?
I guess we all learn from our mistakes. My first year, I thought in business, I thought that was a big mistake. I mean, a lot of times I went out to all they told me is I needed to talk to people. And I was listening to one of the executives in the company, and he said, talk a little, you earn a little, talk a lot, and you earn a lot. And I said, well, how much is a little? He said, talk to one or two people a day. That's a little. Talk a lot. He said, that's 10 people a day. I said, okay, I'm going to talk to 10 a day. So the next 12 months, I averaged 10 a day, every day. And at the end of that 12 months, I was still broke and lost everything I owned. So I looked at that as one of my big mistakes, but it really wasn't. It was, looking back on it now, it was probably the most rewarding thing in my life. I've made mistakes.
How so, Jim? Why was that rewarding?
Well, it taught me, number one, to handle rejection. I mean, how many people go out and talk to 3,650 people one-on-one in a year? I overcome all rejection. I just was out of my mind completely. And so I learned that, and I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about people. I learned a lot about what people say and what they really mean. So it taught me a lot. I mean, tenacity. I mean, I had that, and it just taught me to just keep going and keep going until it happens.
That's great. You know, I mean, you know, my first segment, I talked about, you know, a lot of fears and stuff. Did you have any fears that you were walking through? That you had to overcome before you could become successful?
Oh yeah. I mean, there was a lot of them. I mean, first of all, talking to people was fearful for me. I mean, going out and talking to strangers was the furthest thing from my mind. I'm always thinking, what are they going to think? What are they going to say? What are they going to think about me and what I'm doing? And are they going to reject me? And I mean, all those things went through your mind. But I, as I was listening to your fear segment there, I have a theory. If your DNA comes from your parents, and it does, and then it must come from your grandparents, then they're your great-grandparents, and right on down until, if you backed it all the way back, until we lived in a cave. And the greatest fear that we had at that point, most likely, was the fear of being killed and eaten and the fear of not having something to kill and eat. So you have those two fears. Well, those are built in. So when you mention speaking in public, you walk out on a stage and you feel that fear. I mean, in a sense, it doesn't make any sense, but yet it does, because we're afraid really of being killed and eaten. I mean, not in a physical sense, but that's in our DNA. And my greatest fear, that was it, public speaking.
Well, I hear you there, and I do think we're afraid of being killed and eaten by our egos.
Yeah.
that are tuning into those fear-based thoughts, and they don't feel good. So let me ask you that. Okay, public speaking. You know, is So was that your entrance into public speaking, was doing all the rejection first, or how did you walk on their first stage? What happened there?
No, the rejection I went through was out of desperation and inspiration. I mean, I was inspired to do it because I didn't want to go back to the factory, and I was desperate because I didn't have any money, so I just kept moving forward. So that's the reason I did that. You know, I never had a thought about speaking in public. I mean, I just, that terrified me. I remember introducing Jim Rohn one time in front of about 500 people, and that was when I first started. And I have no idea what I said. I mean, I looked at the audience and it was like I was blind. I couldn't see anybody. I was so terrified. but I made it through it. Then my first little speaking engagement, the same thing. I got up in front of about 30 people to talk for 20 minutes, and I was terrified. I mean, literally terrified. I actually walked outside and hyperventilated for about 10 minutes.
I think a lot of people can relate to that. I know, yeah. I can. That was the same, you know, when you go to speak in front of a group, it's like you go blind and you don't remember what you say, or sometimes you freeze up and, you know, I get that. Wow.
Oh, yeah. All I remember is they clapped and my mind goes, boy, I bet they're glad I'm done.
I bet that's right.
Most likely was.
Yeah. Maybe not, though. Yeah, maybe not. Because, you know, a lot of times what takes over is some wisdom. A lot of times will come out of us that we're not even aware that we have in us when we put ourselves in those kind of situations. So, listen, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I want you to tell me in your own way, what are some of the traits that successful entrepreneurs have in common? I think we want to know what those are to help my audience get to the next level. So let's talk about those when we get back. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back. We're talking about the courage to be fearless in business and life. My guest online is Jim Britt. And I want to get right to you, Jim, but I want to give a shout out to a lady that I think deserves it. You know, I've been getting massages for years, and studies now indicate that massage therapy is a highly effective treatment for stress, digestive orders, joint pain, and injuries. And I have come across what I believe is one of the best places in San Diego, if you're in the San Diego area, to get a massage. It's called Campa Thai Massage. It's in the San Marcos area of the San Diego County. And they specialize in deep tissue, sport, Swedish, Lomi Lomi, and Thai massage. So listen, if you're looking for a really great massage, I recommend you give the owner, Judy Littlechak, a call at 760-510-9999. That's 760-510-9999. That's Campa Thai Massage, C-A-M-P-A. And by the way, if you let them know that you heard about this at Voices of Courage Radio, they'll give you a 10% discount. And also want to just thank everybody for tuning in. I want to give a shout out to my sound engineer, Jeff, this morning for helping me out. Thank you so much. Rachel, I know you're out there helping. Judy, thank you for everything. I appreciate you on Facebook, letting your friends and family know about our show. This week, I'm giving away, it's called the Scientific Meditation Sampler Program, to all my listeners who are who comment on the show on Facebook or Instagram and tag two people. That's all you got to do. Comment, tag a couple people. We're watching right now who's doing that, and we will send you that program, access to that program. All right, back to the show. Courage to be fearless in business and life with Mr. Jim Britt. And Jim is going to answer the question for me, I hope, the traits of successful entrepreneurs, and how'd you learn those traits, too? I'd like to know that after the second part of that. But what are some of the traits?
I learned them, Ken, by trial and error myself, I guess, over the years. And then about 5 years ago, I interviewed 12 mega millionaires, one billionaire, and it turns out they had the same traits. Almost every one of them would talk about these things and as to how they became successful in various industries even. So it's I think it's just a set of traits that every entrepreneur, if they apply these, they can accomplish just pretty much anything you want. And people who have accomplished a lot of things, they have these traits. And I'll tick down through them real quickly here. But the first one is a desire to change, a desire to have something more, a desire to create something. I always had that burning desire. I don't whether I was in the factory, I wanted to do the best job that I could do. In the gas station, the same thing. I always had a desire to get ahead. But a lot of people have desire. You could take money, for example. You could probably ask 1,000 people, do you want to make more money? And 1,000 people would say yes. But how many actually get up off the sofa and take action and go do something? So desire is not enough, but it starts with that. And the second thing, which is really critical, you know, a lot of people go out and set goals. And I used to set goals when I first got started in business, and I found that none of them ever happened. And it's because of that second trait, which is making a decision to have whatever it is you want to have or do whatever it is you want to do. Because the decision creates a mindset. The mindset determines how you show up, and how you show up to the world determines how the world shows up to support you. So goals mean nothing unless they're backed up with a foundation of a decision. So successful people do that. They make the decision, this is what I'm going to do, because you know, we live in a black and white world. We don't live in a gray world. And if you make a decision to do one thing, it rules out the other. But most people live in that gray world. They're not willing to make that black and white decision to move forward. So that's number two.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. I get both of those. That's exactly right.
And you know, the third is taking action based on that decision. And of course, that's really the decision's a foundation, but the action has to be taken. If you're waiting for the law of attraction to have it show up in your lap, it's probably not going to happen.
Probably not going to happen. It isn't action where all the growth takes place too? I mean, you know, I can think about going out and, let's say, selling 1 million books, right? But, that's a great goal or a great decision I can make around that. But you know what? Without the actions, I'm not going to grow into that and do what I need to do. Is that it? Would you agree with that or not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I was talking to a woman one day, and she said, well, I want to quit smoking. Can you help me? And I said, yeah, what have you tried in the past? And she said, well, all kinds of things. And I said, what are you trying right now? She said, I'm on the tapering method. I said, well, you're still a smoker. And she said, well, what do I need to do? I said, make a decision to be a non-smoker. I said, that way, smoking's not an option. And in the same way, you know, if you want to make a decision to be wealthy, then mediocrity is not an option. But most people will stay in that gray area to keep from making the decision firmly and then taking action.
So, Jim, what stops people? Okay, they get the desire to change. I want to make. I'm committed. I'm making a new. I'm going to have this, and I'm taking some actions. And now, life happens. What stops most people from succeeding?
It's the pain of changing. We're always weighing out the pain of one or the other. You know, we can sit on the sofa, watch TV, and talk about how miserable we are and how we want to make more money or do something more in our life or have a better relationship, we can do that. But then on the other side of that is taking action and going out and doing something about it. So we go, okay, which is the most painful? Facing my fears and taking action or sitting on the sofa? And most people will go, well, you know, I don't really want to do that, so I'm going to... And it's not conscious. It's unconscious.
It's unconscious, yeah. So unconsciously, at some level, we're all kind of chasing pleasure, maybe. Maybe that's it. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, we are. We're the subconscious is really designed to, you know, keep you safe and look for things that's going to be pleasurable for you or keep pain away from you so that the pleasure's there.
That's great. Listen, I want to talk a little bit about Kevin Harrington and what you're doing with Kevin right now. Can we kind of get into that just a little bit?
Sure.
And how, you know, by the way, for those that don't know Kevin Harrington, he's one of the main sharks on Shark Tank. So he's how'd you partner with Kevin? What's going on there?
Well, Kevin and I go back quite a few years, and I was talking with him one day, and I said, you know, I want to do a collaborative book series for entrepreneurs, but I want to make it much more than just a chapter in a book, and I want you to be my partner. And he agreed to it, and so what it is, it's called Cracking the Rich Code. We've already filled up book number one. We're off to book number two now, just in a short period of time. Mm-hmm. And it's 20 co-authors in each book. They get a picture, a bio, a 3,000-word chapter, their contact info. So it becomes kind of like an advertorial within the book. And then in addition to that, we brand them with us. Each co-author has their own front cover with their own picture on it, along with Kevin and myself, so they're branded with us. We do the same thing. We create a Facebook fan page for them, brand them with the book and with us. We have a membership site that we're setting up right now that's almost done that we brand them on there, and they're featured as a featured co-author on that membership site on a rotational basis. So it's truly a PR, marketing, branding, lead generation system. You know, if they want to know
so,
more
and
about
this,
it,
this
listeners, is just BrittVenture.com. You can find out more.
Say that one more time.
BrittVenture.com.
How do you spell that?
BrittVenture. BrittVenture.com.
BrittVenture.com. Okay. That's really good. So this can work for business owners. You don't necessarily have to be a speaker or a trainer for this to get credibility by having a book, right? Is that?
Not at all. I've got a realtor. I've got an online marketer. I've got the person that writes blogs for Amazon. I've got the top entrepreneur in the country by Ernst & Young and Merrill Lynch. I've got people just that's their business is really excelling and kind of on the way up. And I've got one person that's into health and nutrition.
That's great.
But they're all entrepreneurs.
That's great. Well, I think my audience would love this. So again, it's BrittVenture.com. Britt, BRITT, Venture, VENTURE.com. Listen, I got to take a break, Jim. I'll be right back. Jim, when we come back, I want to pick your brain again and ask you what that one trait is that's helped you the most and will help other entrepreneurs the most. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Attention business owners. The feeling of being overwhelmed, stressed out, and facing difficult business challenges goes hand in hand with being an entrepreneur. But there are solutions, and it's time to explore the possibilities. You work hard as an entrepreneur. Give yourself the break you deserve. Ken D. Foster is the business coach for you. Ken has over 21 years of experience with leaders just like you, who trust to share what is truly going on in their business and that thing called life. You're invited to set up a free confidential consultation with Ken. His wisdom, guided methods, and unique strategies will bring you to new heights and breakthrough obstacles. Visit KenDFoster.com to set up your free confidential consultation. It's time to achieve your dreams because you deserve a successful business and a balanced, happy life. Sound great? Find out how to make this happen. Visit KenDFoster.com. That's KenDFoster.com. KenDFoster.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Yes, and when you visit Voices of Courage, check out our Insiders Club, where you get some real special insights from the show. Sometimes we have books that we're giving away, and we're giving away, oh, gosh, all kinds of stuff there. So go to the Insiders Club, and right there at voicescourage.us. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your friends know about the show. And this week, for the Insiders, we're giving away the Scientific Meditation Sampler Program. Also, if you'd like to get it and you're not an Insider yet, and you're listening to me right now on Facebook or Instagram, if you just tag two friends who would like to enjoy that show, we're going to give you that Meditation Sampler Pack we're watching right now. So go ahead and do that. Also, if you have any questions, please let us know. You can let us know right there on Facebook or Instagram. And we'd love to answer those on the next show. All right. Listen, I'm in studio. I'm talking with Tony Robbins' former mentor and a man who has been named in the world's top 50 speakers in the world and one of the top 20 success coaches. His name is Jim Britt. Jim, I'm so glad to have you here. I want to ask you that question, Jim. So if you could pick one trait, just pick one trait that's helped you the most, what would that be?
Well, I was asked that on a panel recently, and what came to mind instantly was the ability to let go. In other words, the ability when something goes wrong, you know, or you make a presentation, you get a no, you do a bad presentation, or the audience doesn't respond, and you blame yourself or whatever, or you fail in business or whatever it is that you feel didn't go right for you, the ability to let go of that and move on. Because hanging on to that just creates more of the same. So that trait to me is of utmost importance. And all of those mega wealthy entrepreneurs that I interviewed had that ability to just cut the tie and move on.
That's great. You know, I think there's another number one trait out there. And of course, the name of the show is called Voices of Courage. So it would be courage, right? Because I think without that courage, we don't go very far, right? We get stuck in our own programming, our own mind, our own habits. What do you think about that?
Well, courage is kind of the antidote to fear, and it's the first step into what I would call resourcefulness. And you know, fear is everything that's not loving toward yourself and other people. So, courage, I think, is of utmost importance to be able to stand up and do what you want to do without the fear of what somebody else may think or, you know, what the voices in your head tells you to do sometimes. Courage is it's strength of heart is the definition of it.
You know, Jim, where'd you find your courage? Who were some of your biggest heroes growing up that maybe were courageous and you followed them? Who was that?
You know, I did. Superman probably was
yeah.
one of them. But you know, I can't think of any. You know, I had a school teacher, a shop teacher that I thought was pretty cool. That was the only teacher that I really enjoyed, but I never thought of him as courageous or anything like that. But I don't know. I think I just learned from my own experiences, things that I would get faced with, and I'd just go do it anyway.
Well, let me ask you this then. What changed you the most? I mean, you're super successful. You've been out there. You've been doing this for a long time. But what's that thing that really changed you the most?
Well, you know, when I first started speaking, probably 5 years into it, I thought if I got a standing ovation, I did a great job. And then I went through a kind of a transition in my life when I discovered that I was successful financially and had the trappings of success, but I was divorced. My two kids lived in another part of the country, and I went from on top of the world, pat myself on the back, to a depression in about 2 hours. And I basically, I quit the business, and I went off to the North Shore of Kauai on the Nepali coast there and spent about 2 weeks just walking around on the beaches and sleeping on the beach and hiking up and down. And during that time, it was like new information was downloaded to me, and that made such a huge, huge change in my life because I started to see what holds people back. It's really not the lack of motivation. It's really the programming that we have that's been programmed in from childhood and maybe before even that holds us back. All of the mistakes that we think we've made and we're hanging on to them. And
well, I think that programming is about, a lot of it's just fear-based. It's just, you know, a lot of good intentions for people that were trying to help us along the way. But, you know, as you said early on, it was passed down from their generation to generation to generation. And, you know, goes back to the caveman days, right, with these fears. But, you know, we're in a new age. We're in a place where people are a lot more conscious, and they're being a lot more conscious of what's stopping them and holding them back and what fears are holding them back. So I think, you know, even as a, you know, I work with a lot of new business owners. I know you do. You know, they face a lot of fears. And I think, you know, how do we get in tune with that? You know, how'd you get in tune with yours?
Well, you know, first thing I realized is all fears are not real. Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're being chased by a bear or something like that, then that's a whole different kind of fear. But the fears that we think we have or that we have,
the mental
made
fears,
up stories in our mind. So we're making up something about a future event that hasn't happened.
Right.
And once we realize that, and we realize we're in control of that, and we let go of the need to control that outcome, the fear goes away.
Yeah. 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 It goes away. So we're making it all up.
Yeah, it's all a made-up story.
So why don't make up something different?
Yeah, it's just like a belief. All beliefs are false until you decide they're true. And then once you've decided it's true, it's only true for you.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this. What concerns you the most about entrepreneurship today?
For myself, or, well, for the generally for entrepreneurs, what concerns me is having the mental toughness and the mindset to be able to weather the storms that you're probably going to go through as an entrepreneur. I mean, there's a difference between somebody that maybe owns a franchise or something like that and being an entrepreneur. You know, if you buy a business, you pretty much, you know, you have a job and you run a business. But an entrepreneur might be, you know, thinking on their feet, doing different things and coming up with new ideas, and requires a lot of mental toughness to do that.
I think it does. And I think, you know, it's been my experience, and maybe it's been yours, Jim, but to do it on your own is it's going to probably double, triple the time that it takes to become successful as an entrepreneur.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, too, for an entrepreneur these days, online, you know, things have changed so much in the last 40 years that I look back when I first started marketing seminars and speaking. But today, it's just the online marketing is just critical for anybody. And most people don't have a clue about how to do it. I mean, they post on Facebook and things like that, but that doesn't get you a lot of places unless you know what to do once you get there. So I think the technology world is probably one of the biggest challenges out there. And that's why with this book, Cracking the Rich Code, and all the components that we're adding to it, is all about getting the word out and branding somebody online.
Listen, we got about a minute to go. Tell me how I can crack the rich code.
Decide what you want, and then observe yourself day to day, moment to moment, and ask yourself, is this action I'm taking moving me closer to what I want or further away?
That's great, Jim.
Success at anything is that simple.
And where can they get the book, Jim?
Well, Cracking the Rich Code is not quite out yet. It'll be out in about 2 weeks, and book two is being filled. But just go to that britventure.com and look it over, and then we can communicate with you there when the book comes out.
Okay, so let me say it one more time. Brit, B-R-I-T-T, venture.com, britventure.com. Jim Britt, it's been such a pleasure. Thank you for coming on the show. I hope you'll come back.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it very much. Thanks, Ken.
Thanks so much. Listen, we'll be right back. We're going to be diving deeper into how you can be more successful in business and in life. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
All right. Well, we're back. Today the show is called The Courage to Be Fearless in Business and Life. Before I get to my next topic, I want to give a shout out again to the Women's Wisdom Group in the San Diego area. Let me tell you about this organization. They've been around since 1991, and they're an organization that helps women entrepreneurs to grow their businesses, grow their lives, and become all they were meant to be. It's a powerful group. They've had some of the most powerful speakers in the nation that come on a consistent basis to this group. It's well known around the Southern California area, so you may want to check it out if you're a woman entrepreneur. You can check them out at womenswisdom.net. That's womenswisdom.net. Listen, if you're outside of that area, somewhere else in the country or around the world, we encourage you to check them out too. They have gifts and programs for everybody. Womenswisdom.net. Also want to thank and welcome all our new stations. Last week, we grew to 102 stations. So welcome all the new stations out there. Voices of Courage is transforming a lot of people's lives. I hope you'll not only tune in on a consistent basis, but let other people know about it. And give us a shout out on Facebook or Instagram or iTunes. We love that. All righty. Today, courage to be fearless in business. Wow, what are the steps it takes to do that? Well, I also put in their life, because I think they're both the same. You know, I've been a business strategist for the last 24 years, and what I find is every time somebody shows up in my space is that what's going on in their business is also going on in their personal life. You know, we're not like a segmented beings. We're whole beings. And how we show up in business is also how we show up in life, even though we pretend that we don't. So I want to tell you that there are some steps that I found. In fact, five important steps if you really want to take your life to the next level. And I kind of discovered these when I was sitting. I was in a transitional spot in my life. I was in my one-bedroom apartment in a place called Encinitas, California, and it was a nice one-bedroom, but I was renting it from a group of alcoholics, so every night we'd have parties, and it was, or they would have parties, I didn't participate. It was it was shaky for me. It wasn't the right spot for me to be. the environment is so important, isn't it, to success? But I was sitting there, and I had run out of money. I had done my best, used my greatest thinking to try to figure out how to go through life with success and create a lot of success. And I thought, well, I'm gonna quiet my mind. I'm just gonna get quiet and still. And as I did, maybe 5 minutes into that, I got a phone call. And it was a friend of mine. His name is Eric Lofholm. And Eric said, "Hey, Ken, Tony Robbins is hiring." And I said to Eric, "Why would Tony Robbins want to hire a guy that's broke, sitting on his bed, trying to figure out life?" And he said, "Because you have all the skill sets that he needs to start and run his coaching organization. Give him a call." I did. I beat out about 500 people to get that position. Why did I do it? Because I was hungry. I was so hungry. I put myself out in the world that I'd never done before. So steps to success. Let me just give you a couple that I think are important. First is that first one I told you about, stillness, right? Stillness. It's about quieting your mind. Your greatest thinking has got you where you are. And will your greatest thinking continue to improve yourself? Probably not. You're already stuck. You have to be still your mind and tune into something that's greater than yourself. And there is a database out there. When you tune into it, wisdom flows like never before in your life, which is why on my show today, if you just give us two likes on Facebook or Instagram, let people know about us, we will give you the meditation sampler program that I have, which will help you go to stillness. The second piece is I had to get clear with a new vision. See, when my friend called Eric, you know, the first thing I went to was a fear-based, self-defecating a mindset that was saying I wasn't enough, I couldn't do this, I didn't have any talents or abilities. And I think a lot of us get in that place now and then, right? But I had to say, no, there's something greater. So I start to envision myself working at the Anthony Robbins companies. That was a powerful vision. Then I had to step into that vision, and I had to feel the power that's within me. Or, you know, step three is feeling your power, right? Step one, stillness, vision, power. Step three. And step three, step into your power. How do you step into that? Well, you start to get clear with who you really are as an infinite being, a powerful being. You know, you're a gift to this world. We all have to tune into that. If we don't, we stay stuck thinking in fear-based thinking, right? And the next step, step four, is action. We talked about it earlier, but I want to tell you something. Action towards noble visions, noble causes, is different than just taking everyday action. Hey, I can make a task list out and take a bunch of actions, but unless they're focused actions and taking me into my uncomfortable zone, then they're probably actions that aren't growing me, right? All of us need to get comfortable being uncomfortable. We have to step into that place that, yeah, it doesn't feel good, and I don't like feeling pain or discomfort or stress. But you know what? That by feeling that, it's going to break through my limitations and take me to the next level. So that's the next step. And the last step that I find every time is once I have a goal, like working at the Anthony Robbins companies, then I have to constantly adjust my ways, right? I have to adjust. Listen, if the way I put it out there isn't getting me results, then I have to go and adjust and find what will get me results, right? Almost 9 times out of 10, I want to say this to any kind of goal you have or any kind of target that you want to have in your life. It's important to realize that just because you're out there taking steps toward it doesn't mean that those steps are going to get you where you want to go. You have to be willing to grow yourself. You really have to step into your power in a greater way. Some of us are like my last guest was, he grew himself by going out and public speaking. Some people have to grow themselves by standing on the edge of a cliff and getting over what it feels like to the fear of falling, right? Some people need to step into a relationship that and stop looking at what's wrong with it, start looking at what's right. All of us have to step in and see through different eyes. If you've listened to the show at all, you know I'm about stepping into energy, vibration, and power that is the true you, not the fake made-up part of you, the ego. It's the true you, your own power. And when you can start to feel that and start to resonate that to other people, you're gonna grow. Quick story, I had a girl that came into my, a woman that came into my coaching practice. She said, I'm not connecting with my family. I said, listen, why don't you go out and practice just holding, seeing through the eyes of love for a week? She did it. She came back. She told me kids would come up to her at the grocery store and see her as resonating love, right? We all can do this. It's within you. You can start saying, I want to see the, through the eyes of wealth, through the eyes of love, through the eyes of power, through the eyes of grace, whatever it is, step into it, be that this week. Till next time, have an amazing life. Look forward to talking with you soon.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.